Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, how are you? Glad to be with you. Can you imagine what might be in that case that I brought in? It's a case with a long zipper across here. Can you imagine what might be in here? Can you imagine what might not be in here? Well, I'm going to show you what is. This is an Arthur puppet. Yep, and also some Arthur drawings. My friend Mark Brown, who creates all the Arthur things, drew these pictures so I could show them to you. Now this first one is of the castle with the king and queen and Prince Tuesday and Arthur. And this one is of the tree with Arthur and Henrietta and X. And this is of the clock with Arthur and Daniel. And where is this? The museum go around, isn't it? With Arthur and the bell. Well, Mark Brown has his own workshop where he does all kinds of interesting things. And I'd like you to see his place. Most of all, I'd like you to meet him. He said we could come over whenever we were ready. So let's just go there now. Oh, and I'll take this little Arthur puppet with me since I borrowed it from Mark Brown. Come along. Come along, Arthur. We'll go to Mark Brown's studio. Here we are. This is his studio, and he said, just come right in. So we'll go. Hello, Mark.
Oh, hello, Fred. Welcome.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Mark Brown.
Welcome to you.
And thank you for loaning him to me.
Oh, he's back home. That's Were you right. a good boy, Arthur?
You bet.
All right, well, have a seat, Fred. I'd like to...
Thank you.
Show you what I'm working on.
Good. You doing another book?
I am. I'm doing another book. I love writing books. I love telling stories, and I love drawing pictures.
Is this book about Arthur?
It is. It's a new Arthur story.
Mark, would you be able to draw Arthur?
Sure.
For
I'd be happy to. I actually have a secret formula for drawing Arthur.
What is it?
It's very easy. When I draw Arthur, I start with two letter O's like this. I put them right next to each other.
Oh.
And then hook them together with a little line there, and those become his glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, under those, we'll do a large letter U, and at the bottom of that, a smaller letter U for his mouth. And two dots there for his nostrils, and a dot in each one of the letter O's for his eyes. Now at the top we'll add a large upside down letter U for the top of his head. And when I put his eyebrows on, I think about how he's feeling that day. Is he happy or sad or worried about something? Mm-hmm. The way you make the lines will change the way Arthur looks and the way you think he feels. Now we'll add his ears. And the ears look a little bit like ping pong paddles. Mm. That's what my son said when I first drew Arthur for him. Now we could give him a little bit of a t-shirt down here. He's ready to go. Off to a new adventure.
Very good.
Well, thank you, Arthur.
Have you always loved to draw?
I have. Yeah, drawing has always been special to me. I guess I've drawn as far back as I can remember, and I love drawing for my grandma, Thora. And one day, she opened her bottom dresser drawer, and I saw all the drawings that I had given to her over the years, and she had saved them all. And that's when I thought that there was something special about the drawings, and I started to look at my own drawings a little bit differently.
She loved you and your drawings.
She did. She's a very special person.
When you think of the different characters in Arthur, do you think of people in your childhood?
I do. All of the characters that I draw in the Arthur books come from people that I knew. And the story ideas come from things that have happened to me or to my children or children who write me letters. And I think the best things happen in real life.
Yeah, of course they do.
And they make the best books. Arthur's little sister is a combination of my three little sisters. And Arthur's best friend, Buster, is a lot like my best friend in third grade.
And are you a lot like Arthur?
A lot like Arthur, yes.
You even look a little like Arthur to me.
It's those furry ears, I think. Yeah.
But when you make television, you have to have loads of drawings for that,
don't
you? Oh,
many people. I could never do them all myself. There are hundreds of animators who help with the television show because each 1 minute of the television show takes hundreds of drawings. I have some here I wanted to show you. In fact, this will look familiar to you. This is the show we did together.
I love that swing.
I used to love to make these when I was a child. I would take a lot of papers and stack them together, and on each page, make a dot in a slightly different position. Then when you flipped them, the dot would dance all over the page.
Like a, yeah.
You really got the feeling of animation and movement.
But on the television, as I remember, there was lots of color and buildings around. And
so many people are involved in making this work. After we do these drawings, then there are people who put in the colors. So there would be someone who would paint each of the faces the right color, each of the sweaters the right color. Then there's someone that paints the background. Then we put the voices in, and then someone adds the music. I'd like to show you this scene with all of those pieces put together.
Let's see it together.
Okay.
All right.
I think I have that tape right here. I'll find it.
I'd be glad to see that again.
In.
Look for the swings. There it is. I wondered where you were hiding, Arthur.
I think maybe I'm sick. In fact, I may be too sick to go to school tomorrow. Or even ever again.
You know, if I'm feeling mad or sad or glad about something, I try to tell somebody about it.
I just don't want everyone to think I'm a... That I like... I mean...
You don't want them to think you're a little kid anymore.
Yeah, I mean, no offense.
Sometimes you feel like you're too old for certain things.
I just don't want people to make fun of me.
Real friends don't make fun of real friends.
Mm. Yeah,
that's for sure.
It's important.
Isn't it a joy to care so much for children?
Yeah, I think no matter how big you get, it's important to remember what it's like to be a child.
That's for sure. I need to get back to my place, but I need to say goodbye to Arthur first. Okay. So, I want to say goodbye to you, Arthur.
Fred, you know Michael. Hi. Michael Yarmusch, he does the voice of Arthur on the show.
Glad to see you, Michael. Like you'd know my television neighbor,
Hi
Michael
there.
Yarmusch. Would you do the voice for this, Arthur?
Oh, sure. No problem.
Good. You all have a meeting together?
Yes, we're working on a new show.
Oh, good.
It's good to see you again, Mr. Rogers.
I'm glad we're friends, Arthur.
Friends are the best, aren't they?
I'll say. Oh, it's great to be with you.
Good to see you, Fred.
Thank you, Mark.
All right. Thanks.
Take good care, Michael.
Bye-bye, Mr.
Bye-bye.
Rogers.
Bye-bye. Okay, pull up a chair and let's get to work.
All right. Is this a new script?
Yes, it is, and it needs some work.
Let's just go back to my place. I'd like you to meet my friends. Do you ever make puppets or make them talk? Do you ever draw pictures? Let's look at Mark Brown's pictures again. The castle, the tree, the clock, the museum go-round. Why don't we make-believe something about Arthur visiting our neighborhood of make-believe? Trolley? Trolley? We've been pretending that Lady Elaine has been having a hard time controlling her urge to squirt people with her museum go-round water hose. Let's think more about that and Arthur as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Okay. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, yes, Charlie, yes. Now, what were you telling me about King Arthur?
Oh, not King Arthur, Uncle Freddy. His name is Arthur, and he's an aardvark, and right now he's playing with Cousin Tuesday.
Is his father King Arthur, or is he an aardvark also?
I imagine he's
Hello,
an aardvark.
Cousin.
Hi, oh, Tuesday.
Hi, Daddy.
Yes,
Arthur and I have been playing.
Oh, where is he now?
Oh, he went to the bathroom, but he'll be here in a minute. He likes to meet people.
I am prepared to greet him, even though he isn't King Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Arthur.
Arthur, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
You are welcome in this neighborhood.
Thank you. I've had a really great time playing with Prince Tuesday. I think he's really cool.
Yes, indeed. You seem like a splendid sort yourself, Arthur, even though you're not a king.
I've met a lot of splendid people, but you're the first king I've met. Uh-huh. I guess you don't have to be a king to be splendid.
Very well said. May you have a beautiful day in this neighborhood, young aardvark.
Thank you, King Friday.
Yes, and all of you.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Thank you,
farewell.
Sir. Bye.
Cousin,
farewell.
Will you introduce Arthur to X and Henrietta?
Certainly.
I'm going to tell Daniel that we'll all be playing together.
See you later, Tuesday.
That's for sure.
Bye, Tuesday. X and Henrietta live right over here. Let's go. You know, X and Hen have lived as neighbors in this tree since way back when all this was farmland.
Meow, meow, Arthur?
Yes, I am. Hi, Henrietta.
Meow, Lady Evelyn, meow.
Arthur wanted to meet you and X.
Somebody say my favorite letter.
We'd like you to meet Arthur. Hello, X the Owl.
Why, sure enough, it is you, Arthur. Y'all want to come in and play?
Oh, well, we are supposed to go to Daniel's clock. But we can play later.
Oh, that'll be nifty-galifty.
Meow, meow, see you, meow, meow. Meow.
Bye.
Have a good time, A, and Lady A.
A is for Arthur. And Lady A for Lady Aberlin. Whoa, what was that? Lady Elaine Fairchild.
right then, Lady Elaine. Where are you?
I've always wanted to meet you, Lady Elaine.
Do you mean that?
Sure. I love everything about museums.
Well, I didn't think you all were going to visit me.
So you squirted us?
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Well, just try inviting us over.
You mean you'd come to visit?
Of course I'd come.
Well, how about now?
How about as soon as I play with Daniel Tiger?
You got a deal. Hey, this aardvark's okay.
And so are you. You don't have to squirt people to get them here.
Okay, see ya. And I'll get stuff ready.
No squirting?
No squirting.
Oh, look. Tuesday's already over with Daniel.
Let's go.
He's a really good player.
Oh, I'm glad to play with both of you.
Oh, there they are. Oh, I told Daniel what a great player you are, Arthur.
I've got my trucks and other stuff all set up inside.
All right, let's play.
Good.
You want to play too, Cousin Betty?
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to, but I promised Edgar Cook and Aunt Sarah I'd help them with food for the world. I'll see you all later, though.
Thanks, Lady A.
Anytime, Arthur. As Uncle Friday said, you're welcome in this neighborhood.
Come on inside, Arthur.
Come on, Arthur.
That's just the way I feel about him too, Trolley.
I was just wondering, could you imagine Arthur and Daniel playing inside the clock with Prince Tuesday? Just imagine that. And can you imagine Arthur and X and Henrietta later playing together inside the tree? And can you imagine Lady Elaine showing Arthur all that she has inside the museum ground? I can imagine that. I like to imagine things, don't you? You know, Lady Elaine didn't have to squirt that water to get Arthur to come. He said he loves museums. Sure. Let's give some food to the fish. They're hungry. Oh, there's the phone. Hello? Hello, Mrs. McFeely. How are you? Oh, fine. Oh, I'd like to see that. Thank you very much. All right. Hope you have a good day. Bye-bye. That was Mrs. McFeely. She told me that Mr. McFeely was going to bring over a videotape about people making traffic signals. I wonder if they look something like ours here. Oh, maybe that's he now. It is.
Speedy delivery.
I just talked with Mrs. McFeely.
So you know what this is, right?
People making traffic signals?
Well, this is really how people put all the parts together to make traffic signals. Oh. Would you like to see it?
I would. Do you have time to show
it? I have time.
Good.
And as we're watching it, I'll explain how they put all the parts together.
Very good.
Alrighty.
Put it into picture and find out how people assemble traffic signals.
Now, the different parts are made in other factories, but they're all brought to this one where people put them together on an assembly line. And this man starts by connecting three housings together.
Well, what's a housing?
Well, a housing is the outside of the traffic signal. It protects all the parts on the inside.
Oh.
He uses three bolts and a washer on one side. And three nuts and a washer on the other. Now he'll do it the same way again so that all three housings are connected.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
What's that?
That's a special wrench he uses to tighten the nuts on the housing so it won't come apart.
It works very quickly, doesn't it?
Oh, it surely does. It's very helpful because he has lots of housings to put together. And when he's finished with his job, he rolls the housing down the assembly line. And this woman attaches the lenses to the housing.
Is the lens that round colored part?
Yes. Now she uses this screwdriver to put 4 screws into the housing to hold the lens in place.
Green for go.
Right again. Now she'll do the same for the middle one. Yellow for caution. There it is.
Red for stop.
And when she's finished, she rolls it down the assembly line to this woman who has 2 jobs. First, she attaches the wires. She takes them through each hole and connects them to this part. These are red for the red lens.
Red for the red lens.
Now she'll do the same for the yellow. For the yellow lens, those wires.
I bet the next wires are green. So the wires are the same color as the lens.
Yes, that helps her make sure she's got the right wire for each lens.
Now what's that?
Well, that's called a reflector. Her second job is to attach the other ends of the wires to the reflector so the electricity can go there. Uh-huh.
Actually, what does the reflector do?
Well, it makes the light from the light bulb brighter, so it's easier for people to see what color is lit.
Oh, I see. What about the light bulb?
Oh, you'll see.
There's one. She's putting in the first light bulb. So there's one for each reflector.
Yeah, that's right. 3 bulbs.
Are all the parts on now?
Well, almost. Now this woman adds the final piece called a visor.
Oh, the visor.
The visor protects the lens from rain and snow, and it blocks out extra sunlight, so it's easier for people to see the lights.
Uh-huh.
She has to attach them. Make sure they're on tight. And when she's finished, she slides it down to this man, who takes it to test the lights to make sure it's working just right.
It plugs it in, huh?
Mm-hmm. Now watch. He's gonna test it.
Green. Yellow. Red.
And green, and that's how people assemble traffic signals.
Isn't that
learn something old every day.
You surely do, and it's very much like this one.
A lot like that one.
Does it work?
Yeah, this one works.
Can I see it?
Sure. All right.
Let's see now.
Should have green on.
The green is on right now. Can you take the green out? Turn it off.
Yes.
And let's see. Put stop.
Stop.
There it is. And what about
there's the stop?
There's stop. And what about caution?
Should I turn this one off?
Turn that one off. Caution. There it is. And I'll turn that one off. And what about go? Green. There you go. Now a little. Can you do them faster? There. There you go, speedy delivery.
Now we should say go.
Go.
Stop. Go.
Oh. Well, speaking of going, I have more deliveries to do today.
Well, thank you very much for this speedy delivery.
Well, that's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery.
Thank you, Mr. McKinley.
Well, you're quite welcome. You want to do a duet?
Oh.
Okay, here we go.
That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get.
A speedy, speedy delivery. A speedy, 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 speedy delivery. Well, I'm on my way. I have more pickups and deliveries.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again, Mr. McFeely.
You are welcome.
Oh, my. Mr. McFeely is such a grand person. You know, there are many ways of helping people know when it's best to stop and then to go. Of course, the best ways of knowing come from the inside. And that always gives you such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside when you wake up. Ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new and I'll have more ideas for you and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people